We begin the current daf Masechtas Brachas, daf Vav. We begin four lines from the top, and the Gemara continues the theme that we're discussing on the previous daf. First of all, it was statements from Abba Ben Yamin, which we continue, and more specifically, the discussion of Mazikin regarding Shedim. Tanya, Abba Ben Yamin Oimer, El Moli Nosner Shus L'Ayin Liris, had there been permission for the eye to see, and this is a reference to all the different Shedim and the demonic presences that there are in the world, no creature would be able to withstand the elements of the demons. In other words, the eye was not given permission, just like we know we can't hear what dogs hear necessarily. The eye was not given the permission to see what's there, because or else it would be too frightful seeing all the mazikin and the demons that surround the person. Amar Abaye says, Inu nefishim inan, they are more than us. V'kaimi alon kikisl uge. Not only that, but they surround us like a ditch around a mound. And that is just like when they used to make a mound, they would have around the vine, they would have it for the irrigation purposes. That's how many they are, that they surround us, and that would be frightful to the person. Amar Rav Huna, kol chad v'chad minan, every single one of us, alpha mismole, has 1,000 of them to his left, v'ravasi mimine, and he has 10,000 to his right. Go figure how many shadim there are around the person. And the Gemara continues. You want to know why it's always so pushy and so squishy by the lectures? And Rashi comments, he says, sometimes you have people sitting comfortably on Shabbos when they're coming to the drasha, but the problem is they feel like they're just like squished. How is it possible that it feels so squishy? And he says, it's from the Shadim, because they're there and they're taking up a lot of space. That's why you have this feeling of being squashed. And similarly, he says, "Hani barchi deshalhi minayu hava." These tired knees also come from the shadim. It's their rubbing against the person, and specifically, "Hani mani derabbanon debalu." These garments of the Tamid Chacham that they wear out, michuf didhu, is from their rubbing, and that is because it's very interesting that the clothing of Tamid Chacham, their clothing wears out very quick, but they're not b'nei malacha. They don't do any work that their clothing should be rubbed out. And that is because the mazikin come and they sit next to them and they rub against them. And specifically Tamid Chacham, because mazikin are very attached, and therefore if a Tamid Chacham does something, the mazikin jump to harm them. That's because of the mazikin that are rubbing against them. Hanikari de menakfan, these knocked feet, minayu have, that's also from the shadim that affect the person's feet to knock one against the other. So that was about the cognizance and awareness that there are these shadim. What the Gemara discusses what a person should do if he wants to become aware of them. Although we said that it's a person will not be able to withstand it, what would it be if someone wants to become aware that they exist? Haiman deboi lemei delahu, whoever wants to become aware of the shadim, laisi kitman nehila, he has to bring sifted ashes, v'nehada apurye, and he should spread it around his bed, uvitzaf rechazi kikar de tanagulsa, and in the morning he'll see footprints like of a rooster. And that's what a common people say, that shadim have chicken's feet, because that's the presence that it seems like in the morning that you'll see in the sifted ashes, you'll see footprints of roosters. That's if you want to become aware of them. Let's say you actually want to see them with your fleshy eyes. So the Gemara says, Haiman deboi lemechzinu, this whoever wants to see them, leisi shal yosu deshan yursa, he should bring the placenta from a female cat. The placenta is where the child of the animal or of a human is inside of it when they're in the womb. So bring the placenta of a female cat, which should be uchmosa bas uchmosa, a black cat, the daughter of a black cat. Bukhrasa bas bukhrasa, it should be the firstborn of, and the mother should be a firstborn. Then you should take that placenta, which is from a black cat, which was a firstborn, the daughter of a black cat, which was a firstborn. Velekal yebenuyin, should burn it in the fire. You should grind it and you should fill your eye with it, with these ashes. And then if you do this process, then you will see the shadim. And the Gemara says, but however, you should put the rest of those ashes in the iron tube, and you should seal it with an iron seal. And that is because shadim have no permission to go into something that is tied up and closed. And therefore, you should protect these ashes and put it in an iron tube that's sealed. And the reason is, because maybe the shadim might steal those ashes and it might come to harm the person that way. And more so, the Gemara says, he should close his mouth. kihecha delelistic, that it shouldn't become harmed. So because now you're actually aware of them and they're aware that you're aware of them, therefore it could come to a person's harm. So hide away those ashes and close your mouth that you don't get harmed. The Gemara comments that with an illustration of Bibi Bar Abaya Oved Hachi, he did this process that we just mentioned. Chazav Itzik, he saw them and he was harmed. But Rabban Rachmei Leiv Itzik, however, the Rabban that davened for him and he recovered. But that's the danger of the elements of Shadim, that we don't realize how much there is over there. And if a person wants to, there's that certain element of harm that can come when he enters the realm of the Shadim. The Gemara continues with another statement from Abba Binyamin discussing regarding davening in the Beis HaKnesses and Betzibur and with a minyan. Tanya, Abba Binyamin Oimer, Ein tefillah shel adam nishmas el beis HaKnesses. In truth, the trill of a person is only heard by Hashem in the Beis HaKnesses in the Shul. Shanem, as it says in the Pasuk, L'shmoya el harina velatrila, for Hashem to hear the song and the prayer. So the drasha is B'mokim rina, in the place of song, which is in the shul, because that's where the tzibur says shiris with tishbachis, with a sweet voice, because everyone's davening in harmony together. Sham tehei tefillah, that's where tefillah should be, and that's where we say that in the Beis HaKnesses is where ideally a person should daven. Amar Rav bar Avad Amar Bitzchok, minayin shakadosh baruch hu motzei b'Beis HaKnesses. So the other mandama says, how do you know that kadosh baruch hu is found in the shul? Shenema, as it says in the pasuk, elikim nitzav ba'das keil, Hashem stands, so to speak, in the divine assembly. And that is in his base mayid, in his meeting place. That's badas keil, and that's the eder comes from the word of avad. So in his meeting place, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands. So that's how you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in the shul. Umenayin la'asar shemespalan sheshchinam. How do you know when there's a 10 people davening together that what we call a minion, that the shchin is with them? Shenema, like it says in the same pasuk, elikim nitzav badas keil, that Hashem stands in the assembly of God, and that is because a Eda, a Das Kel, a gathering, is called of 10 people. Like it says in the Pasuk regarding the Meraglim, it said, Ad Masai Le'eda Haraz, until when will this terrible assembly cause harm to Klal Yisrael? And that was excluding Kalev and Yeshua, who were not part of the Meraglim. So we see that the 12 minus 2 of Yeshua and Kalev was 10. So you see that an Eda is 10 people. So that's how we see that Hashem stands in the Adas Kel. That's how we know of the concept that we're all very familiar with. The idea of minyan comes from this pasuk. The Gemara says, "Uminayin l'shloisha shayeshev medin shashchinim." How do we know that even when there's three people that are sitting in judgment, that the divine presence, the Shechin, is with them? Shenema, like it says, "Bekerev elikim yishpoit," that in the midst of judges, in that sense, Elohim will be a chayil in the sense of judges. That in the midst of judges, Hashem, He will judge, and that's because the Bezdin is called Elohim. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains from the Pesukim, we find that they're called Elohim. How do we know that even when two people that are sitting and learning Torah, that the Shechin is with them too? Shenema, as it says, "Oz nidburu yirei Hashem ishal riehu," that then those who fear Hashem will speak one to his friend. "Vayakshiv Hashem v'gamer," and Hashem listened. And another interpretation of Vayakshiv, as we had earlier in the Gemara on this daf that we learned in the previous daf, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wait for them. That's Losh Nakshava. So that we see that when there's two people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, sits there and he waits there by them. So that we see that even when two people are sitting and learning, Hashem is also stays there. Then the Gemara discusses the end of that pasuk. What does it mean, those that contemplate Hashem's name? Amar Ravashi, that it comes to tell you this idea. Chashav Adam Lasas Mitzvah V'nenes. If a person would contemplate doing a mitzvah, and because of no fault of his own, and he wasn't able to do it because of an oinus, the pasuk considers it as if he did it. That's l'cheish v'shmoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider that as if he did the mitzvah. And then the Gemara says, and finally, how do we know that even if one person is sitting and learning Torah, that the Shechin is with him also? That in every place that I will permit my name to be mentioned, I will come to you, which is a Lashon Yachid, a singular, and I will bless you. So the Gemara asks the question, that if the Shechin is even with one person sitting and learning, so do I need to tell you from the pasuk that two people, the Shechin is with them also? So the Gemara says that it's different. There's a different level that when there's two people sitting and learning. And that is, as the pasuk in that context said, when there's two people, whatever they discuss is being written. b'seifa hazachreinis in the Book of Remembrance. Chad loy michtav in mila b'seifa hazachreinis, but one person, what he's learning and what he's saying is not being written in the Sefer HaZachronis. As that pasuk says, v'yikasev sefer zikar l'fanav, that's the end of that pasuk, that's when you have ishel re'eh, when you have two people. But one person, that's not. But Tosis does say that it only means the Sefer HaZachronis together with the other person. But every person's own Sefer HaZachronis is written. As it says in the Mishnah Novus, v'chomasecha b'sefer nechtavim, that you should be careful of doing an aver, because everything you do is written in the book. So Tosis kol shkei in the midah tov, it's not only your bad that's being written down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping a cheshbon of everything. So for sure, the Torah that you're learning is written down in the Sefer HaZachronis. What it means to say is that in this more general Sefer HaZachronis, of the global, so to speak, Sefer HaZachronis, that in there won't be written down. And then the Gemara goes to the next. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, is with two people sitting and learning, so for sure when there's three people sitting in judgment, for sure the Shechina is there. So Gemara says, Ma'u detema dina shalma ba'almahu, that I would think that a civil case is just peace. But the Shechina will not come because it's not really a ruchnis digger thing, it's more of a secular, so to speak, a civil, societal process. No, the din and amahani Torah, the judgment is also an element of Torah, and therefore the Shechina is with them also. So if the Shechina is with even three people that are just judging and not even learning, for sure that the Shechina is with 10 people. The Gemara is correct, but there's another element that's only by a minyan. And that is Asara Kadma Shechina Va'asya. When there's 10 people, the Shechina comes and comes before the minyan's even there. And Tlasa Adiyasu, however, by three people, for example, by the judges sitting, it's only until they sit down, as the Pasuk says, Nitzav Ba'adas Kel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he stands in the Adas Kel, that's Mashmah, that there before, that's by the minion, that he's already standing there. However, by three people of judging, it says, Yishpoit, that when will Hashem judge? That's at the time of the Mishpat, as the Pasuk says, that it's talking about the Be'ker of Elikim Yishpoit, that in the midst of judges, then he will judge. He waits till there's Be'ker of Elikim, that when the judges are finally there, but he doesn't come before as he does by Minyan. Now the Gemara says another statement from above and by Rav Adi that was mentioned in the previous Gemara regarding that Kadosh Baruch Hu is found in the Beis HaKnesses. Amar above and by Rav Adi, Amar Bitzchot. Minayin shaKadosh Baruch Hu menich tefillin. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin? As we know, and that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does all the mitzvahs that he does. Where do we find specifically that he puts on tefillin? Shenema nishba Hashem b'yiminoi uvizroi uza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears with his right and with his arm of strength. So what's this a reference to? B'yiminoi, what does it mean, his right hand? Obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have a physical body. So what does it mean, his right? It means zu Torah, that's a reference to Torah. Shenema miminoi eish das, lama, that from his right he gave the fiery Torah to his nation. So we see that the Yemin is a reference to Torah. Uvizroi Uzai and his armor of strength, Eilu Tefillin, that's a reference to his Tefillin. Shenema Hashem Oiz La'amu Yitin, that Hashem will give strength to his nation. And that's a reference to Tefillin. How do we manage a Tefillin Oizim? How do we know that that strength is a reference to Tefillin, that is what it is given to Le Yisrael? Tachsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'ra'u Chal Ami Oretz, that all the nations of the land will see Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha, that the name of God is said about you, the Yoru Mimeka, and they will fear you. And that's an element of fear, is when a person's might is what instills fear in other people. That is a reference to Tefillin. And how do we know that always, that the Shem Hashem that's on you is a reference to Tefillin? The Tanya, but there's a good Leimer, Ilu Tefillin Shabarosh. This is a reference to Tefillin Shabarosh, because that's what it means, the Shem Hashem is a reference to the Tefillin. Tosis says that, what does that mean? Because why is it necessarily Tefillin Shabarosh and not Tefillin that's on the hand? Because he says that the name Shakai, Shin Dalad Yud, is one of Hashem's name, and that's on the Tefillin. The Shin is in the batim, in the it's made out of the leather, and the Dalad, it's with the Ritzuis, that's by the nape of the back of the head, and the Yud is on the Tefillin Shel Yad. So therefore, since the majority of the Shem Hashem is on the Tefillin Shel Resh, that's why it's a reference to Tefillin Shel Resh. Tosis doesn't necessarily like this pshat, and he says another pshat is that it's Tefillin Shel Resh because that's on exposed, that's where everybody sees, and it says v'ra'u, that they will see. But Tefillin Shel Yad, we know, are covered. As the Pasuk says, l'chol lo'is al yadecha, that it should be for you a sign on your hand, and not for acherim as an ois. And that's why we cover it, we take our shirt sleeve and cover it, or we have the box that we cover it. So therefore, that's why Rebbe Leza said it's a reference to Tefillin Shel Resh. But either way, the tefillin is the eyes that Hashem gave to his nation of Klal Yisrael, as we see that when the Shem Hashem is on you, then the nations will fear you. That's the element of eyes, of strength. That's what it means. It was Zrayu Uzay, that the strength of Hashem's arm is a reference to his tefillin that he wears. So the Gemara discusses this. What exactly does it say in Hashem's tefillin? As Rashi says, that it's understandable our tefillin. It says the parash of Shema, V'hoyim Shemoya, Kadosh Li Kabachar, and V'hoyim Kabayachah. These are the four parashas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to put in our tefillin, to remember his mitzvahs, and that's our sign. But by Hashem, what is it written by him that he should, so to speak, remember? So Amalei said to him, it says in Hashem's tefillin, Umi ka'amchi Yisrael koi echad ba'aretz, who is like you, Klal Yisrael, one nation on the land? To which the Gemara asked, Umi mishtabech, kutsh b'richo b'shevchai Yisrael, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he's mishtabech, so to speak, he's being honored with the honor of Klal Yisrael? And the Gemara says, in, yes, t'chsev, es Hashem hemarta hayoyim, you praised Hashem today, v'Hashem hemircha hayoyim, and Hashem will praise you today, which the Gemara learns to mean, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, atem asisuni chativa achaz ba'olam, you made me one piece in the world. And that the idea is that it's you made me one figure. In other words, that there's nothing like me. And we explain to the world that there's no one like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the purpose of Klal Yisrael. Vani eschem chativ achz ba'olam, therefore I make you one piece in the world. And how do we see this? Atem asisuni chativ achz ba'olam, you made me one piece in the world. Shenem Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We are the ones, our most famous pasuk, and it's what we tell the world. Here, Klal Yisrael Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. There's nothing, everything is Hashem, there's unity, it's only Hashem. V'ani esa eschem chativ achaz ba'olam, so therefore I make you one piece in the world. Shenemar mi ka'amchi Yisrael ke'echad ba'aretz, who is like a Klal Yisrael, one nation in the land. There's nothing like Klal Yisrael, they are the unity of the world. And that's why it says this in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin. Just like our tefillin talks about Hashem Shvach, Hashem's tefillin talks about our Shvach. So Amalei Ravacha b'reidu Rav l'Ravashi, so teinach b'chad besa, that's understandable in one compartment. But Bashar Bati Meb, what's with the other compartments? Because in the tefillin, the way it works, that there's four different compartments in the tefillin, and each one has one of the parashas. So therefore we have Shema, V'hoyim Shemoya, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kabayacha. Those are the four parashas in the four different compartments in the tefillin. But we only said one pasuk. What is in the other three compartments of Hashem's tefillin? Amalei says, Kimi Goy Gadol, for which is such a great nation? Umi Goy Gadol, and who is such a great nation? Ashrecha Yisrael, another pasuk is, fortunate is Klal Yisrael. And another pasuk is, Oy Hanisa Elikim, was there ever such a miraculous thing that any God should do this to any nation, which is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. And another pasuk is, V'lesitcha Elyon, to make you supreme. To which the Gemara asks, we just said so many different psukim here. So there's much more here than four batim. You said so many psukim. So the Gemara says no, that they have to be organized along topics. These two psukim, the damilado, since they're very similar, b'chad basically they're put into one compartment because it's talking about how great Klal Yisrael is. Ashrecha Yisrael, umika'amcha Yisrael, is also b'chad basis. Those two psukim of praiseworthy is Klal Yisrael and who is like a Klal Yisrael is also the same idea. It's also in the same bias. So that's two. Oy hanisa lekim b'chad basis, or did any God ever attempt to do such a great miraculous thing to take out a nation from another nation and give them the Torah? There was never such a thing in front of 600,000 people, 3 million. That's in another compartment. And the fourth one is, v'lesitcha elyon b'chad basis, and to make you supreme. That's a different idea that was put in, that's into the fourth bais. And we continue on Amud Beis. And that's in Tefillin Shel Rosh, which has four different compartments. V'kulik sivi ba'adroi, and all of them are written in the Tefillin on the hand. And that is, all these psukim that we said are in the Tefillin Shel Yad, only has one bais, only has one compartment. And since all rolled together, that all those parashas are together in the one bais that's in the arm. And the Tefillin Shel Rosh, it's split into, obviously, metaphorically, into the four different batim that Kadosh Baruch Hu has in his tefillin. The Gemara continues with another statement from Ravin Bar Avada, who has mentioned the previous Gemara. Amar Ravin Bar Avada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kalaroga Lovi Lebeis HaKnesses, B'loi Bo Yom Echad, whoever is customary that he always comes to shul, B'loi Bo Yom Echad, he doesn't come one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks about him, and that he says, what's going on with this person? Why didn't he come to shul? Why didn't he come to see me? Shenema, as it says in the pasuk, Mi bochem yirei Hashem, who among you fears Hashem, which is the type of person that's ruggled to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's always there. He comes in to Hashem's house, which is the Beis HaKnesses. Shemea b'koil avdei, who hears the voice of his servant, Ashaholach HaShachem, that went in darkness, ve'ein noigalai, and who has no light. And that is the reference of the Pasuk is saying that now he went to a place of darkness, that he's preventing himself from coming to my door that he always used to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking, who's this person that was Yirei Hashem that now is in darkness? However, the Gemara says, Im l'dvar mitzvah halach noigalai, if he went for a dvar mitzvah, then he has light. Ve'im l'dvar harishos halach, however, if he went for an elective purpose, for something that was not a mitzvah purpose, then ein noigalai, then he does not have light. And that's what the end of the Pasuk explains, is Yiftach b'shem Hashem. He trusts in the name of Hashem that it's explaining. My time, what's the reason that he doesn't have light? That's Mishum Dehavali Liftoyach b'shem Hashem leipotach, because he should have had trust in Hashem's name and he didn't have trust. Instead, he decided to do his Dvar Rishus, his elective thing that he felt that he should do. And therefore, he held himself back from coming into the Beis HaKnesses as he's always wanted to do. And therefore, that type of person is in a place of darkness now and not a place of light, because he did not have betach and Hashem, he should have been continuing to come to shul again, unless it was for a dvar mitzvah. Now, the Gemara continues with the same idea about HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking about and being there in shul, waiting for people to come. Amar b'yechon, b'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo b'veis HaKnesses. At the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to shul, v'loy motzeh ba'asar, and he does not find 10 people, miyad u'kayis, he right away gets angry. Again, we have to take that into the sense, the kiviyachal sense, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get angry like a person, but it means the midah of kas. Why do I come and there's nobody here? I call out, no one that answers. And what it is that it's saying that there's no sheer, there's no amount of people, which is a 10 people, the minion, that could answer, that's the word, that could answer a dvarm shabakdusha that you need to have 10 people for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Why are people not coming to shul? The Gemara continues with the importance about coming to shul, and not only that, but having an established process when one comes to shul. Whoever establishes a specific place where he davens, so then the God of Avram, then that will help that person. And that is because of Avram Avinu that he was kaveya mokum litfilasai. He established a designated spot where he always daven. Then Hashem will help this person just like he helped Avram Avinu. And when this person passes away, they say about him, A anav, where is the woe to the humble person? A chassid, woe to the devout person that he has passed away. Mitamidav shel Avram Avinu, he's the person who had the same midos, and that would make him a student of Avram Avinu. That he was someone that he took it serious. He has a designated spot in shul where he always daven in the same shul in the same place, and that's what he held up the chashivas of tefillah like Avram Avinu. To which the Gemara asks, Avram Avinu menolam de kavam makam. Where do we know from Avram Avinu they had a set place where he davened? Nechsev. It says in the Pasuk, V'yashkim Avram b'beikir, elamokim asher omed sham, that Avram Avinu got up the next morning to the place where he was standing the day before, where he was davening for Sedaim, and he got up to look out over there. And ve'ein amid el tefillah. When it says in the Pasuk that he went to the place asher omed sham, that he was standing there the day before, it's a reference to tefillah shenema v'yamed Pinchas v'yifal, that Pinchas stood up and he davened. So we see that yamed, standing up, and what it's called, Shemanes called the Amida. So that's a reference to davening. So we see that Avram Avinu went back to the same place. That was telling us the chashivas of that he always would daven in the same place. Another statement from Reb Chelba Rav Huna, Hayoytim Beis HaKnesses. Whoever leaves the shul, Al Yafsiya P'siya Gaseh, should not take long strides. And that is because he shows about himself that it was like a yoke, it was like a difficulty on him, that he couldn't wait to get out of shul. Don't be quick to run out of shul. And that is like a tinnika berech beis sefer, don't be running out of shul. Amar Abaya, however, Abaya says lo yamarn el lemeipak. That's only to leave shul. Avol lemeil mitzvah lemerit, but to come into shul, it's mitzvah to run. You could take large strides. So nemar, like it says, nirdefo ladas Hashem, we'll pursue to know Hashem. And it says that a person should be running, so to speak, to get into shul. So the Gemara says about this that Amar Abzeira mireish kavachasina luhu lerabbanon. The karohit lepirke b'shabbat. When I used to see the Talmid Chacham running to the drasha to hear the drasha on Shabbos, amin the kamachal rabban Shabbat. I said that rabban be machal Shabbos, as the Gemara on Shabbos says that it's also levsoy b'siyagas. Shabbos, you not take large strides on Shabbos, and the reason is, as the pasuk says, im tashav mi Shabbos reglecha, the way you walk on Shabbos should not be the same way you walk on during the weekday. It should be one of menucha. So he thought that be machal Shabbos, you're not allowed to run. But kivin the shemana lahad the reb tancham a reshub min levi that la oilam yaretz adam l'dvar halacha. Afilu b'shabbes this halacha that a person should always be running to hear the dvar halacha, and that's even on Shabbos, similar to like we said when the person should be running into shul. Shenema, as it says, achri Hashem yelcha, that after Hashem they will go ka'arye yishag, who roars like a lion begamer, and that it says that a person should be going after Hashem. So then, I also run to shul now, and it's not considered a chil of Shabbos. For kid, it's a covered for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Gemara continues with this idea about running to the drasha and the schar a person gets from hearing a shir in the shul. Amr b'zeira irgur de pirka reheta. What is the main reward for the lecture? It happens to be the running, and that is because a lot of people, they run to hear the drasha from the chacham. That is their main reward they get, because most of the people, they don't understand the shir that's being said. And they can't even say it over the second they leave shul. So that, therefore, they're not going to be getting the schar limit of learning it because they didn't retain anything. Rather, the main reward, and that's what the Gemara was saying before, that a person should always run, that ultimately ends up being his main reward, that he actually was running to the shir. The Gemara continues with a few different things in this same vein about what the main reward ends up being. Amar Abaye, Igur de Kala Duchka. That the schar of the kala, which was always the Shabbos before the Yom Tov, that everyone would gather into the shul to hear the halachas of that Yom Tov, that's called kala. That the schar, the reward of the kala, is duchke, is the squeezing in that shir. Because again, most people don't end up understanding or retaining what they heard in the shir. So it ends up being, your main reward ends up being the squeezing, that mysterious nefesh for hearing the words of Torah. Amar Rava, igur deshmaita savara. That the main reward for halachic discussion is the reasoning behind it. Again, that the person put in all that toil and the effort and it was screaming and fighting and learning to understand what it is. That ends up being his main reward that he gets for the halachic discussion, because again, he might not even end up coming out with a halachic, with the right halacha or the right maskana, but it's that effort that goes in that ends up being the main reward. I'm not Papa. Igor de Beit Hamya Shtikusa. The main reward for coming into a mourner's house is silence. Again, a lot of people don't know what to say properly by a mourner's house, and that doesn't end up being that your main reward. The main reward ends up being the silence about when you're just sitting there with the oval. That ends up being the main reward. The reward for a tainus, for a fast, is the charity that's given out after the fast, that the poor people who really have nothing to eat, especially now that they fasted the whole day, so then people give out tzedakah at the end. Again, it doesn't end up being, the tainus ends up being something secondary in the sense of giving tzedakah to the aniyim after the fast. And Amar Rav Sheshes is igur de hespeda daluye. The reward for the eulogy is the wailing. It's not even so much what you say, but it's the elevation of the voice with sorrow and crying, that everyone else should cry along with you. It's not so much what you say, it's how you say it that ends up being the reward of the eulogy. And finally, Amar Rav Ashi igur de behiluli mili, that the reward of a wedding is the words, not so much again the coming and the dancing. As Rashi says, it's being with sameach the chasan, with words and saying beautiful things about the kala, and then that probably is the source for the drashas that happened by all the simchas. But that's the main reward of the wedding, the words that are said to the chasan at the wedding. So the Gemara continues with another halacha from Rav Huna. Am Rav Huna kala mespal lachir beis haknesses nikar rasha. Whoever davens behind the shul is called a rasha. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, saviv rishon misalochen, that the evil ones, they walk around, and that is that he's outside and he's not coming in. However, Amar Abaye lo yamorin el de lemahader apay lebe knishta. That's only if he's not facing towards the shul. Of mahader apay lebe knishta less lamba, but if he's facing the shul, that's not a problem. It's only talking about that if a person's outside and he's facing the other way, that's a total disregard for the shul and what it represents in specific Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that type of a person is called a rasha. And the Gemara brings a story about this. Who gavred the komatzli achori bekinish? There was this man that was davening behind the shul, but lemahader apel bekinish, and he was not facing the shul. Chalef Eliyo chazis Eliyo hanavi passed by and he saw this person. Idmi lekitayi, he presented himself as an Arab merchant. Amalei, so he told that person, kadu bar kayemet kamimarch. Are you standing in front of your master as if there's two different powers, as if there's someone else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Sholof Savstrav Akatlis, he took out his sword and he killed him. So now we brought down this pasuk of Saviv Rishami Salich, and the Gemara wants to discuss now the end of that pasuk. We're talking about Rishayim. Amalei hu mirabon l'Rav Bibi bar Abaye, va'amrila and some say Rav Bibi l'Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, my kurum zulus l'bnei adam. What does the end of that pasuk mean when it says that kurum zulus, that baseness is exalted. In other words, things which are degrading, that became suddenly the thing that's chashim. Living the Adam among mankind. What does it mean, krum zulus? So the Gemara gives a drasha. Amalei, elu dvarim sha'imdim berumai shal'aylam. These are things that stand in the most highest heights of the world. Again, it's discussing tefillah, as the first part of the pasuk was talking about savor shomas alichin, that they don't go into the shul, they're outside. Here also we're talking about tefillah, that things that stand kerum, that they stand in the most elevated of places. Uvenei adam mezazamahem, however, people degrade the tefillah. So although tefillah goes up to shemayim, people degraded, that's kerum, things which are im debrum shalom zulis, people degraded, people don't understand the chashivas of what tefillah actually is. Another interpretation of this pasuk, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Amar Tavayu, Kivan shen starch adam labrius. Once a person has to come on to other people, and therefore he's zal beinayim, he's degraded in their eyes. That's a zulus, because he has to come on to people. It's humbling. Panav mishtanis kekrum. His face changes like krum. Shenema krum zulus amni adam. That when a person is zulus, livnei adam, when he's degraded, then he becomes like krum. He gets this color. And that's because that's the sub of Rishon Misalochen, that then when Rishon, the creditors are going around trying to getting the money out of him, his face changes color. So the Gemara asks, my krum, what does it mean that his face becomes like krum? So ki asa rabdimi, Amar, he said that if echad yesh b'kar chayam, there's one bird that's in the cities of the sea, v'krum shemayin, its name is krum. And what's so special about this bird? V'kivin shecham azarachas, once the sun starts shining, mishapach lekamagvon, it changes to many colors. So that's what happens to this person, that he's so embarrassed, his face starts changing colors. The Gemara says, furthermore, Rebami Rebasi Damir Tavayu, they both said, ki'ilu nidon b'shnei dinim eishimayim, such a person that has to come on to other people and his creditors are chasing him, it's as if he was judged with two judgments of fire and water. And water. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, "Hirkavte enish l'rishenu." You mounted a person onto our head, and that is to be like a creditor in us. Like as the Targum teaches, "Kenosha," which is a creditor, it says the word "Karashia." So that's what it says l'rishenu as a reference that you put on us a creditor. Banu ve'eshem mayim. The pasuk says that we came in fire and water. It says that if a person has creditors and he has to come onto these people, it's as if he was judged with fire and water. That's how degrading it is to be in such a type of situation. Another memory from Reb Chelba in the name of Huna. V'am Reb Chelba Emre Huna. La'olam yehi adam zar b'tfilas mincha. A person should always be careful about tfilas mincha, which happens to be one of the most difficult tfilas to get because it's always smack in the middle of the day. She'er Eliyahu lo'inena el b'tfilas mincha, because Eliyahu HaNavi was only answered by tfilas mincha, which was one of the most glorious displays of Kiddush Hashem that ever was in history. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, v'yihi ba'lois ha'mincha. It was at the time of the mincha. The Yagish Eliyahu HaNavi Vayomer Vagomer, and that Eliyahu HaNavi came up there, and that was the whole famous story with the Avdei HaBaal, and he displayed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true master and not the Avodah Zarah of the Baal. So the Gemara discusses, one of the Pesukim it says over there is, Aneni Hashem Aneni. Before he did this wondrous mess, Eliyahu HaNavi davened to Hashem, Hashem, answer me, answer me. So what are the two words, Aneni? What's the repetition? Aneni shetered ish min shemayim, answer me that fire should come down from shemayim, from heaven, and that it should make this great nest, and that it should burn my carbon that I'm bringing to you, and that everyone should see that. V'aneni shelo yoyim remaisek shavim, and not only that, but a preventive measure. Answer me that people should not say that it was witchcraft, and that is that people will find any way to get out of the great nest that was done, so he needed this second nest that people should not try to think up different conspiracy theories about how it really was not Hashem. So that was where we see how great the tefillah of Mincha was. Rabbi Yochanan Amar af b'tefillas arav, a person should also be careful regarding the evening tefillah. Shenemat says in the pasuk, Tikoin tefillasi ketoris lefanach. I prepared my tefillah as if it was ketoris in front of you. That great. Masas kapi minchas arav. The lifting of my palms, which is a reference to tefillah, was as if the mincha of Erev. So we see that the mincha, the tefillah of Ma'ariv, is as important as Ketoris, and we see how great Ketoris is. Therefore, a person should be careful in the tefillah of Ma'ariv. Nachman Yitzchuk Amar tefillah Shachris, but should also be careful about the tefillah of Shachris, all three. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, Hashem Boker Tishma Kaili, Hashem at dawn, which is in the morning, will hear my voice. In the morning I will arrange to you, and I will wait expectantly. That's tzipia. So therefore we see that he was expecting something, obviously, because when one davens in the morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer his tefillas. Another member from Rav Chelba, in the name of Rav Huna, Whoever has enjoyment from the suda of a chasen and it does not rejoice with him, he violates five voices. In other words, he's mezalzel, he's degrading the five voices that Kadosh Baruch Hu it blesses Klal Yisrael, and specifically regarding to chasen and kala. So therefore, if he's not mesamech with him and he's enjoying from it, so then he's being over on these five kailas. Shenema, kol sasan v'kol simcha, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness. Kol chasen v'kol kala, the voice of the chasen of the groom and the kail of the kala of the bride. Kail oimrim hoydus Hashem tzavak is the voice that says that people are saying that the thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these are the five voices that are said that a person that's not mesamech chasen v'kala is over on these things. And if he is mesamech the chasen and the kala, so then what is his reward? So Rabbi Hushu ben Levi zeichel l'toyer shnit b'chamisha kailis. So then he merits the Torah that's given in five kailis. Again, there's these kailis that if he's over on the kol sasin, the brachas that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, he's violating that. And if he is mesamech them, he gets these five kailis which are manifest in the giving of the Torah. Shenema v'hi b'yom hashlishi b'yisabok. It was on the third day from when Hakadosh Baruch Hu had told Moshe to prepare the people for Mount Torah b'yisabok, and it was in the morning time. But he kailis of rakam, there were sounds and there was lightning v'anan covered alar, and there was a heavy cloud on the mountain v'kol shayfer v'vegamer, and there was the voice of the shayfer v'hi kail hashayfer v'vegamer, and there was the voice of the shayfer v'likim yonen v'kail, and Hashem answered him with a voice. If one looks through these psukim, he sees that the word kail is written five times in those psukim. So that's how we see that if a person is mesameh chasen v'kala, that he's zeichet to five kailas, specifically the five kailas are the five kailas that are said by Matan Torah, he's zeichet to Torah. So the Gemara asks, is it true, Ini, is it true that there's five kailas? V'aksiv, it says a later pasuk, v'cholom roi mesakailas, that all the nations saw the kailas, they saw the voices. So obviously that there were six kailas. So why are we saying he's zeichet to five kailas? So the Gemara answers, oisin kailas de kaid Matan Torah, but this is not any new kail. As Rashi says, these later kailas is a reference to what was. It's just saying that those kailas, those five kailas that were, that not only were they heard, they were also visible. That although generally voices cannot be seen, in this case it was seen, but it wasn't any new kailas. There were only five kailas, and here we're explaining that those kailas were not only heard, they were also visible. Another thing that the person merits of is misameh chasam kala. Bavo amar ki'ilu hikrif taida, as if he brought a carbon taida, a praise, a thanksgiving carbon. Shenema, like it says at the end of there in those psukim, mevi'im taida beis Hashem, they bring the carbon taida to the house of Hashem. And a third thing is Rav Nachman Yitzchak amar ki'ilu bona achas mechorvis Yerushalayim, it's as if he built one of the ruins in Yerushalayim. Shenema, it says there later on that same pasuk, ki ashiv eshavus ha'aretz kevirishayinu amar Hashem, because I will return those from captivity, Hashem says, that's the restoration of Eretz Yisrael. That's the pasuk that it says in the famous pasuk, kol sasim kol simcha kol chasim kol kala, kol oim hoyde Hashem tzavakis ki toiv Hashem ki loyim chazli, mevim toide b'yis Hashem, that's the korban toide, ki ashiv eshavus ha'aretz kevirishayinu amar Hashem, that's the restoring of one of the chorvos Yerushalayim, that's the pasuk in Yirmiyah, perek lamagimel pasuk yedalv. Those are the three dimensions that we have. If someone's mesameh chasav akal, he's zeichet to Torah that was given the five kailis. He, as if he brought a carbon taida, and it's as if he built one of the churvas of Yerushalayim, he's restoring the shechina to Eretz Yisrael. Another statement from Reb Chelba in the name of Avuna. Reb Chelba and Reb Avuna call Adam Sheis b'yir shemayim dvarv nishman. Any person that has the fear of heaven, his words are heard. A tzaddik, when he speaks, people listen. Shenamar, as it says in the pasuk, Saif davar, the end of the matter is, Hakol nishma, everything is heard. The main idea is eselakim yira, that there should be the fear of heaven. However, in this context, we're the learning of the pasuk meaning seif dav at the end of the words hakol nishma, everything is heard when eselakim yira, when the person it fears Hashem. So the pasuk asks what there in that pasuk when it says ma'ki zeh kol adam, it ends off because this is the entirety of man. What does this mean? Amar b'lazar makadosh baruch hu. The entire world was only created for this person. And that this person, that he was the Yirei Shemayim, the whole entire creation was for him. Reb Abba Bar Kahano Amar, Shokol Zeh Keneged Kol Olam Kulei. He makes it a little bit lower notch. Says that the whole world is equal to this person. He's not, the world wasn't created for him. When it says Kizek Kol Adam, that this is the whole person. It wasn't just for him, but it's that the whole world is equal to that person. And Shem Ben Nazi Aimer, V'Amr Lo B'Shem Ben Zayim Aimer, Kol Olam Kulei Lo Nivra He says some type of a middle madriga, that the world is not equal to him, they're actually lower than him, but the whole world was only there as an accompaniment to this type of person, that they're there to help him get where he has to be. And that sometimes tzaddikim are the same way, that the, so to speak, those people that are attached themselves to him are so to speak, feeding off him, that they're there just to attach themselves. Those are the three different madrigas that the different sheets say about what does it mean, kizeh kol adam, and the person is yirei shamayim. And finally, the last statement we have from Chabo Yom Rav Huna, kol sheyidei b'chaveri shehu roga litin lo sholem, whoever knows about his friend, that he generally gives, says hello to him first, yakin lo sholem, you should go ahead and say hello to him before he does. Shenem, as it says, baki sholem ritfeiru, you should seek peace and pursue it. And that's the idea, is about you, when you know peace is coming to you, you should pursue it first. Vim nosan lo yibaloi hechzer, nikugazen, if someone gives him sholem, and he doesn't return the inquiry, he's called a gazlan, as if he's stealing. What's the proof? How do you know that not answering hello is considered like someone that's a robber? Shenema va'atem bi'artem akerem, you consumed the vineyard. Gizelis ha'oni bivatechem, the theft of the pauper is in your house. So Rashi explains, why does it say the theft of the pauper? Even stealing from a wealthy person is gizela. Rather, it means when a person steals from a poor person, he has nothing to steal from him. Rather, how can you steal from a poor person? Is when you don't answer when he says hello, you don't respond in the like, that is as if you stole from him, and that's what it means, gezeilus on bivatechem, that the theft of the poor person is in your house, because you have to respond, and even more, you should even precede it and say hello to him before.